swear you and I was walking. Now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off him. When you got the yams,
what's the yams?
The yam is the power that beat.
Good night everybody, good night everybody, and what's up in the ketchup? C'est chaud dans le ghetto, and welcome. Welcome to the hardest motherfucking West Coast hip hop triple yop dunkest podcast of the path. And tonight, let's get diggity down to business with some cold hard lyrics to overthrow the white oppression of the African American community. And I will not be alone tonight, and as my main man is here, my homie from another mommy, the one who's been rolling with me since the beginning of the hip hop era, the new Kung Fu Kenny, who enjoys riding yaks, 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 yaks down in the project. Please welcome my man Gaspar. Welcome, Gaspar.
I am very pleased to be here tonight. Thank you, Raphael.
Pleasure to have you. And she was supposed to be with us tonight, our very own expert on drug abuse, as she was already high as fuck when she came in, so she's now sleeping on the couch, especially tonight after I asked her to be ready to answer any question on any drug or crimes. So she took every drug, she committed every crime, and she has got blood on her hands. I'm not even kidding. She has a gun in her hand.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
She's gonna shoot us. Please, please.
Please don't shoot. She asked me where my grandma stay at, and she'll make me ride the big yaks, 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 yaks. Please don't welcome Audrey. She's not here tonight.
We are welcoming us tonight to speak about someone.
Yes, indeed. So this podcast is going to put to the test 7 years of English lessons thanks to the Éducation nationale.
I am so pleased to be here tonight because I wanted to know if I can speak English for a whole hour. So it's going to be great.
It's going to be a real good podcast.
And it's going to be about someone that I love.
Exactly. That damn someone we love so much.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
A good kid.
But in a mad city,
yeah.
I'm talking, of course, about our main man.
Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick Lamar.
Alors, Kendrick Lamar.
So do we keep in English or do we not?
I don't see any problem. Audrey, maybe you see a problem if you continue in English?
She's doing a line of coke right now. She can't speak.
So we can continue in English. It's going to be good.
Okay, so... I'm gonna be honest with you. I had written down the intro.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. By the way, no accent tonight. I'm.
I'm quite pleased that we don't speak about a German artist tonight, but an American.
Yes.
Because if we had to speak in German,
yes.
It would be a shame.
It would
but
be a shame.
In English. Everything is good.
Oh yes, I speak very good English, as you can already tell. By the way, I've been speaking since the beginning of this podcast. So mm-hmm. Kendrick Lamar Duckworth, né. Yes, I was saying I wrote down the intro,
yeah,
but not because, the bio.
And
the bio is in French.
And I was like this, telling me what is né meaning in English. It doesn't mean nothing.
It doesn't mean anything indeed. He was born 17th June 1987 in Compton, California. He's a rapist. A rapist.
Yep.
And a parolier.
A rapist game.
The rap game.
He evolved in the rap game.
So 8 years, when he was 8 years old, Lamar was a witness to the clip for the California Love song. Love.
Yeah, by Tupac Shakur
and Dr. Dre. So that kind of put him in the mindset of doing rap as a hobby.
Yeah.
So he had rap and macramé. He didn't know what to do as a career. So he chose rap.
Yeah. And some of his friends choose rape.
Yeah, it's and some do both. And some do both.
Yeah,
it's very hard career.
But not Kendrick, because he's a good kid in a mad city.
Yeah. So at 16 years old, he signed his first contract in 2003 with Top Dog Entertainment and publishes several mixtapes, which kind of allow him to be more acknowledged by the public. His first works are really, really. It's really fucking hard.
Yeah, but we can continue, hein? There is no problem.
I can do it. I just hope it's okay for our listeners if it's not.
It's
too
only
much
4 minutes long, hein? So for a whole hour, it's gonna be long.
Yeah, it's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be.
Bear with us.
It's gonna be alright.
Yeah.
Yep.
And by the way, you can thank us for making you revisit your back.
Yeah.
Hein?
And you can delete your Babel app.
Forget it.
Oh, Babel. What is Babel or what is Reverso meaning?
Who cares
when we
about
can
this?
Learn English with us, Raphael and I.
That's why I'm going to say right now all the words in the English dictionary.
Yeah.
So the first one I have is
apricot.
Apricot. Then
fruit.
I have apple pie.
Yep.
And then I have omniscient.
Yep. That's it.
What is an omniscient being, Gaspar? Can you describe it without using omniscient?
Omniscient in meaning it's a point of view of someone who knows everything.
And what is someone that is overly dedicated?
It's someone that loves too much, like a rapist.
Yeah, exactly. he loves you. Like Bernard Mazeff, for instance.
Yeah, he loves too much literature.
Yeah, he's too much about literature. So, overly dedicated in section 80, I was talking about it. His first main big hit, which allowed him to be discovered by Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg, his main song, High Power, becomes number one of the charts directos.
Directos.
It means director's cut. Director's,
oh,
yes.
I know, I watch movies
so,
too.
So in the director's cut, there's the songs, and he speaks.
Oh, the long songs.
So when I said this.
I mean this. Yeah.
Oh, yes, I'm about to say it.
That's and nothing I that now. Never happened in the music business. It's nope. An album with the commentary
of the directors. Yeah. And there's another one with the commentary of the musical engineer who's talking about it. So it's very interesting.
It was at this exact moment that I pushed my button up.
And then did you hear?
I pushed this button down.
And then I turned this shit. So 3rd April 2012, Lamar publishes the song The Recipe, which is going to be the first single to Good Kid, Mad City, the album we're talking about tonight. It's signed with Aftermath Records. It's notably produced by G. Cole. And on the 22nd October of 2012, he publishes Good Kid, Mad City. It's critically acclaimed. He sells more than 250,000 exemplars in a first week, and for this album he totalizes 7 nominations for the 56th ceremony of Grammy Awards, but he gets nothing. Many think he's been kind of ghosted by the academy. Exactly. His next albums are very very successful. You've probably heard of them.
Yeah, it's To Pimp a Butterfly.
For this, he gets the Generational Icon Award from the California Senate.
Yeah, and he won some Grammy Awards.
He gets 14 nominations at the MTV Music Awards.
Not the MTV, the Grammy.
And he gets 11 nominations as the 58th Grammy. And his performance, we're going to talk about his performance later, is judged as the best of all time for the Grammys.
Simply.
By Rolling Stone. Simply. Yep. And we're going to talk about it. It was pretty impressive. 2017, his new album is called
Damn. And there was this whole rumor, because when Damn came out, we all thought there's gonna be it was gonna be a new album that was gonna be called Nation.
Yes.
And so it was gonna be a whole, and it's gonna be Damnation.
Damn.
Because it was few months after the election of the former president Donald Trump.
Yes. Not the president that we have right now.
No.
We love you, Chet Baker.
Yeah, you are the best.
I don't know who Chet Baker is, though. With 14 titles in the Billboard Hot 100, certified platine 3 weeks after its release, certified platine only with the physical copies.
Yep. Oh.
Yes, he gets a lot more money from the digital, but physical copies, certified platine.
I must tell myself that I downloaded it a lot of time on Emule.
Yes. I gave him your watch time.
On Winamp.
On your Zune.
on my QuickTime Player audio app.
He's the most
opening each song, each one by one.
Clicking on the red cross when you're done with the song.
Pure pleasure.
And looking at the psychedelic images you had on the player.
With the Windows media player.
Media player, exactly. Yeah.
A whole thing.
Then making a tribute to Kendrick Lamar. You know, with pictures of him and a very nice fondue and all. So he's the most nominated artist this year in 2017 at the MTC Music Awards. He gets a lot of them. And that's about it for now with our boy Kendrick Lamar.
Yep.
He started... He's really successful. That's what we can say.
He's really successful. He went from nothing to the best.
On the top.
Started from the bottom, now he's here.
Yeah, he's here. And not us. We wish we could be there as well, but called, he just said no.
He's a total phenomenon. In a 10-year-old, he has been from nothing to, I think everyone agrees that he is the best rapper alive. And the best of his generation, and he has always been the best at everything.
Some have called him the voice of a generation.
Exactly. But
He doesn't like to sing in public. He's too
Nevertheless,
shy.
Nevertheless, I must tell and I must confess myself, he's someone that I discovered, I think, with To Pimp a Butterfly.
Yes.
And I felt completely in love with his work because we must explain that he's someone who really work his album.
Yes.
Every album and every song is a piece of a puzzle. Mm-hmm. And in fact, he's quite the Christopher Nolan of music because it's some kind of a really complicated object that everything imbricates dans everything.
And at the end, there's a twist.
There's a twist. And
and the twist is Mr.
And there is a cut to black. I don't know if I can say this. But his album Good Kid and Mad City that we're talking about tonight. Incredible work because it's, I think I can explain to it right now. It has a whole storytelling.
Yes.
And it tells the story of Kendrick when he was young. And it's like a whole, it's a movement like Marcel Proust, you know. It's
I think he quotes him.
I know, but it's
getting
quite like
there,
it. It's
getting
a voyage
there with
in
my
time.
N words like Marcel.
It's a voyage in time. So he's thinking about his youth years. And he's thinking about what he was, what he grew up in, and what the fuck it was.
Yep.
And he is some kind of special in the rap game today, and not maybe tonight, but today also, because he's someone who says, fuck to the drug,
yes.
Fuck to alcohol, fuck to everything, pick up some books and learn and be a model for everybody.
I think there's one line that says something like, I'm at 11 right now, you say I can get higher by smoking drugs. There's
maybe
a line like this. I'm already so fucking high in my mind. I don't need that.
We'll talk about it later. But it's in some way, some people compare him to Nas.
Mm.
And it's quite obvious that because Nas was someone also who teaches good manners to his listeners, like, telling you must pick up some books.
You know you can be what you want to be. If you work hard at it, then you'll get what you want to
exactly.
be.
And if you want to be my lover, then you get to get my friend.
Yes. And a jiggy jigga.
Yeah.
We still don't fucking know what the fuck is a jiggy.
But we have to get it for her.
Fucking get it. And get the jiggy jigga, man.
And you, Rafael, what do you think about some guy called Kendrick Lamar?
Eh ben, Kendrick Lamar, to me, you were scared for 1 second. You
thought I was a bit scared. Hein?
You didn't know what I was saying.
No.
Kendrick Lamar, he was a discoverer. I don't know when I discovered it. It was with the album Good Kid, Mad City that we're talking about right now. It was with the song Mad City, the eponym song. At first, I was like, what the fuck? I just heard the yak, yak, yak. And I was kind of, put off by
it.
What is a yak? I had my own definition in my head, and I was like, yeah, yaks in Compton, I didn't know about this. Is it maybe a mean of transportation for them? Is it, I don't know. Maybe they love them, there's a whole trend. Yeah. Who knows? Mm. Who knows what goes on
maybe
in Compton?
Maybe in France we love dogs, and in Compton they like yak.
We got yaks. So is my pet yak?
Who's my yak? Who's my yak?
I discovered the album. I find it's very refreshing. I love the sound. So Good Kid, Mad City is a tribute to his West Coast debut. I was talking at first when he was 8 years old, something like this. He was on the set of California Love. He witnessed it.
California Love.
He said that this album was an homage to this era, this era of West Coast and Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre and all this gang that was banging at the time, man.
Yeah, you know.
And it's really hard to talk like this.
Yeah.
And yeah, so what's really impressive is first that in order to really get on with an artist, I must love the music, and then I listen to the lyrics, and that's really what happened. I listen just to the music, to the sounds, to the harmony. It's absolutely incredible. You get that 90s vibe plus something very, very modern. So he really adapts it. It's really interesting. And then you get to the lyrics, and that's when your mind is blown, because his lyrics are just way above
everything.
I love to be blown as well. I'm not sure I want to be blown by Kendrick. I'd feel ashamed,
Maybe. No, I don't know if I know if it's some kind of job, someone, I'd like to be blown.
Yeah. But the lyrics are really mind-blowing. It's probably the best lyricist that you can get in the game.
We didn't say it, but he won a Pulitzer.
Yes.
Pulitzer Prize.
He, What do you say?
No, prix, it's like, you know, leader price?
Yeah, yes.
Because it's the leader of the prix.
So oh, do you mean the guy who gets a Pulitzer Prize gets reductions at...
At the leader price, exactly.
Wow, that's so
like
fucking cool.
Like the guy
cool.
who won the Nobel Prize, par
so,
example.
So does he get reductions on all the StarCraft machines, you know, that you get the commercial
store? No, he won on all the ersatz of Danette that you can buy in leader price. But what we have to say about is that effectively... Kendrick is produces some really bangers, you know,
yes,
movies, music that really make you dance, and you're like, oh, fucking, it's so fucking good. And we can say it is true because we went to his concert and it was absolutely
indeed. It was amazing.
It was. I learned a word in French. The French people say dingo. Yeah. It was completely dingo.
Oh, you went a little hard with that dingo there.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe some.
Maybe you could have said mind blowing or she blew my socks off.
Yeah, it was dingo.
It was dingo.
Completely dingo. And so I can say that even though he produces dingo sound, he produces dingo lyrics.
Exactly.
And I completely agree with you. He's the best.
And I think that we're gonna see that right now with our first song, Mad City.
Man down, where you from, nigga? Fuck who you know, where you from, my nigga? Where your grandma stay, huh, my nigga? This Mad City, I run, my nigga. Brace yourself, I take you on a trip down memory lane.
And our first song is Mad City with two A's. That's a really, really mad city.
M.A.A.D.
With the A's
in capital letter.
Capital letters, exactly. I was about to say something in a language I don't even know.
And we learn in the song what it means. We learn in the album, sorry, what it means. It means my angels on angel dust. Or we have another interpretation more later. It calls my angry adolescence divided. And because it is a song about the youth of Kendrick Lamar.
He grew up
in Compton, and Compton is famous for two things.
Yeah, rap and violence.
Exactly. There is a big gang war in Compton.
Between
the Crips and the Pirates.
The Toyota Prius?
What?
The Toyota Prius?
The Toyota Prius. You mean Toyota Prius. Yeah. Now, between the Crips and the Pirates in Compton, because in,
Compton.
In the whole LA,
it's the
meaning
the blood.
Angeles, there is a big, big, big gang war and not gangbang. Must not, because banging, but
I mean,
they don't do gangbang.
You're not there every time there's a conflict. Maybe, sometimes. Love finds a way.
If some Cribs or Bloods are listening to us, we have a question. Do you fuck each other?
Who fucks who?
But the question is, because he talks about his youth and saying that he saw so many violence when he was young and he still don't understand why there is so much violence and he's witnessed people getting killed.
This song is very, very, very... It's a lot about violence. It talks a lot about it, about the people he's seen dying, about what goes on in the mind of a young man. So there's something we need to say at first. He says a whole lot the N-word.
Yeah.
And we don't want to say it because it's a slur. So I replaced it every time I found it with a much nicer word.
Nuts.
Like, no, it's instead of my N-word, I'd say my friend,
okay.
For instance.
Okay.
Voilà.
But it is true.
It is true. Mm. And so this song is actually very interesting because it's constructed of two songs in one.
Yes, exactly. You have two producers different because it's in a time in the album where it's exactly at this song that it's the end of K-Dot, and K-Dot was the ancient...
His first name.
His first name, and K-Dot became
Kendrick Lamar.
It's like the Batman Begins of Kendrick Lamar, and that's why I say he's a Christopher Nolan.
Yes, because the first part of the song is very young. You understand that he's influenced by his friends to stage a robbery at the place he works out. And then the second part of
it's more like a 90s rap song.
Exactly. And then he's older.
Mm.
And he says, will you see if I'm quoting. Si je vous disais que je tuais un animal, à 16 ans, vous le croiriez.
Yeah.
Alors,
fucking beautiful.
It's fucking beautiful. I love it. I love that language, by the way. But it's like he says, if I said I killed someone at 16, would you believe me? Mm-hmm. So it changes the way we see him. He was a kid. He was a youngster hiding from the shots, and now he says he has a rough past. He talks about who. Blah blah blah. Who killed?
Yeah, and that's a really
fuck you truth.
That's a funny thing because he beeps all the name, and it's like now I'm not about the whole story about the kid I was. Now I'm gonna tell you all the shit that I saw.
Yeah.
He saw his uncle getting killed in front of him.
Yeah.
He saw some friends getting killed in front of him.
His father
even in the album, you can listen some people getting killed.
Yeah, you heard about that. Mm. One song in particular is very interesting. It's called. I'm dying of thirst. Mm-hmm. Hamster, je sais plus quoi.
I've never listened to this album. I must be true.
It's the first time. And his father was a member of the Gangster Disciples of Chicago, so his family is a very tough environment.
It's very important because the pochette of the album.
Yes.
You have two versions of it. You have the car because. In the album, there is...
He loves cars.
Yeah, and there is...
At first, he thought about putting a yak. His favorite yak.
But it was too controversial.
Yes.
No, because in the album, he often borrows the car of his mother. And it's like something that comes along. His mother tells him to bring back the car.
Yeah.
But also, you have another version of the pochette. And it's him with his family. And everybody got their eyes with the... bend so you can't see the eyes, and you can see the young Kendrick sitting on the knees of his uncle, who grabs him by one hand and doing a gang sign on the other hand.
Throwing gang signs, man.
He grew up in the tough shit.
It's actually we invite you to go read his lyrics, because he tells the story of the day. He witnesses someone dying, someone getting killed. He sees, you know, at a very young age, people dead in the street, close to his house. So it's a very tough upbringing, and that brings us to basically is very he's a strong advocate for the big advocate for the civil rights of the African American community in the U.S. So he's very much about that. He's like a big brother. So he's seen some shit. Now he wants to prevent other people from doing shit. As you said in the intro, he tells us to pick up a book.
Yeah, and that's why you have a collaboration on this track with MC8, who's a big rapper from the 90s, who quite tells the same thing. Guys, you need to bring you up and to not to stay in your shit. But that's something that's really interesting about Kendrick Lamar, is that he's not saying I was in the shit, but now I'm getting all the pussy and the money. He's like, I grew up in the shit. Today I'm okay, but I know there is still the shit, en fait, and I need to do something about it.
He's not about showing off. He's just about, he's like, I've been a witness, now I'm going to tell you about it. But he's been a witness of a very particular era. He's been a witness of Compton in California. Mm. And so, obviously, he's very influenced by that.
He witnessed all the riots in the beginning of the 90s after all the Rodney King case and all the riots in Los Angeles. He witnessed that.
He witnessed that. And he witnessed that, especially in Compton and in California. So he's actually giving love to his former home, which was Compton. And he talks about it in the next song. Living in California, everybody wanna visit for. They come from. From all around the world for the. These niggas are kill for that. Put it in your grill for that. Still everybody gotta build for that. Me, I make meals off that. How the fuck y'all can't see I ride when I drive down the block and you look outside. HATE. So, our next song is the recipe in which Kendrick has got a very, very special guest in his song. What's the name of this guest?
It's a médecin généraliste, we say in French.
Exactly.
It's the Dr. Dre. So, he's the one that gets all the you know, how do you say this?
The
social
ordinance.
Security card.
Yes.
And so, that's...
vital cards.
Exactly.
So it's actually a prescription, this song.
Quite a lot, yet.
It's actually about medicinal marijuana.
Exactly. It's a song that is quite special because it's not on the album. It's on the a bonus track of the premium edition. But it was the first single that was released.
Yeah. And it's one of my favorites of Kendrick because it's
tell me why.
At first you hear the plane coming down, and then you get the song that starts. It's very 90s. It's very chill, laid back, very G-funk. It's actually very enjoyable. And then you get the Dr. Dre lyrics. It's so cool to hear him.
We must say Dr. Dre is fucking famous in Compton. Why? Yes.
Because he was he's basically been the one that's produced every important rapper of Compton.
He was in this famous group, you know, Friends with Attitude. So
F is for friends, you get so, together, and it's for you and me.
he was in the basis of all the boom of the hip-hop movement. Yes. He discovered Snoop Dogg. He produced Eminem.
Tupac Shakur.
Exactly. And so when Kendrick tried to, I don't know the word in English. But to perce in the rap game in the US, he had the chance to record some song in front
ambiance frotteur du métro.
in front of Dr. Dre. And
just in front of him.
No, but in the studio. And he put
a boombox in front of his house.
Like
so
John Cusack.
Here's Wonderwall.
So he had the chance to go in studio with him. And he said that once you had win over the track to record some track in front of Dr. Dre, you can do everything in your life.
Oh yes, you're the best.
Yeah.
Because Dr. Dre, every time he's produced someone, it was just like, fuck. He's like, Dr. Dre, he found even, you know, the G-Unit with, what's his name? 50 Cent.
Yeah.
It's like, he found the new era of rap.
Hip-hop.
That's like pretty impressive.
Because he have a good stethoscope. That's what good Dr. do. But he must never see an apple. Because... when he sees an apple, he run.
He run. Don't. If you get one a day, he'll never come around. Never. So that recognition by Dr. Dre actually led Kendrick to a whole lot of more recognition by the rap jeu, as we say in Quebec.
Yeah.
In 2011, he was on stage with Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, Corrupt, The Game in LA. And all these rappers, they crowned him the new king of West Coast.
Yeah.
Which, like, you get crowned by Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, and The Game. It's like, okay, what more can you do?
He went on tour with Kanye West.
He
did the Jesus tour with Kanye West.
And in 2011, he had not even released Good Kid, Mad City.
Yeah.
Before his greatest hit.
He was considered as the best. But that's something very funny that you say, because he's like has a big recognition from all the milieu. And it's funny because he invites all the people to record some song with him. But not only rappers or rapists, he also invite people from different horizon musical, you know.
I love the one with Fournier.
Yeah, the one with the yeah, kind of, but you know, he do some experimentation.
Yeah, he tried. At least he tried.
But he recorded some song with Bono.
Yes.
On Dane.
Yeah, you barely hear him. It's
Good Kid, Mad City, he recorded with Lady Gaga. So it wasn't released on Good Kid, Mad City, but he recorded with Lady Gaga. He also did a song with Maroon 5.
Maroon 5, Rihanna.
Yeah, Rihanna.
He made Rihanna rap. Yeah. Rihanna never raps. She's never raped. She had bad luck with James Brown.
Chris Brown.
With Chris Brown, but she never raps.
But it's even did a song. No, I was going to say he did a song with Drake, but Drake is like his nemesis.
Oh yeah, I don't know why.
I read some articles about it, and because I believe Drake has a big ego.
Yeah.
Kendrick has a big dick.
Yeah.
And so, you know, a big confrontation.
Yeah, big
ego and dick, it doesn't never works.
It can't go in the same room with this. So he's had a lot more recognition. Actually, it was Eminem invited him to the Marshall Mathers LP number 2. For reminders, the Marshall Mathers LP was the main album of Eminem, so it's number 2, and Kendrick was the only other rapper invited. So
he also invited him in the marché of Aligre to pick up some apples and
yes.
to
marché des enfants rouges to show him a very nice couscous.
No, and to show him some apple, so he tells him, you know, if Dre,
throw one at Dr. Dre,
if Dre
pisses you off,
if he's fucking with you, you throw him some apple and he leaves you alone.
Don't do that shit, fuck man. It's like it's kryptonite. He's had a lot of awards. We've said he's had 13 Grammys in including best rap album in 2016 for To Pimp a Butterfly and 2018 for Dame. He had it two times. In 2013, MTV gave Lamar the title Hottest MC in the Game. In 2015, the Billboard included Lamar in the top 10 of the greatest rappers of all time. In the top fucking 10, man. In 2016, he's been on for the first time on the list of the Time 100 of the most influential person over the world. He's become basically a world wall. He's just walking with medals all the time.
He's considered as the best. I think we can have a good anecdote on this. Is that no one has the place, no one has the shoulders to be on his side. So when we saw him in this big concert in France, he was all alone.
He was all alone.
All alone for more than 2 hours on stage. And even the people that were singing with him were downstairs. Yeah.
But we'll get back to that concert a bit later. Right now,
sorry,
we talk about...
I spoiled.
That's all right. We talk about Money Tree.
Money Trees is the perfect place for shade, and that's just how I feel. Nah. Nah. $8 might just fuck your main bitch. That's just how I feel. Nah. $8 might say fuck the niggas that you game with. That's just how I feel. Nah.
Money Trees. The trees with the money inside. So it's a very, even more West Coast song. We said that it was from Compton, California. This is definitely a song that was made out of love towards the West Coast, the G-Funk style. But also, it talks about the dreams of these young friends he had when he was growing up, that they all had the dream of getting money. And that's what's so fascinating about this guy and this song especially, is that he's talking about money, fame, all the things that they dream of as kids by seeing rappers that make it in the game. But when he sings about it, he doesn't say, yeah, I'm getting money, I'm getting hella bitches and everything. He says, he talks about the dreams he had, and he talks about the streams he still has, but he never says, he's never flexing with the money.
He never flex. But good kid never flex. But that's, the thing is funny, because it's a song in quite of the first part of the album, and it's a song when him and his friends are going to rob some houses that they look forward from some for a few weeks. And they are like, because they are still young and they are still have no chance because the system is a fucking pourriture. So
you're a bit harsh on the system. Hein? Maybe we can change it from the inside. Who knows?
Maybe. But Kendrick is telling that at this time, the only way to fulfill their dreams was to getting money
By robbing.
And that's something that is quite funny, because this robbery is going to have a lot of consequences in the whole story that is telling that is getting told in the album. But the thing is that you are really right, and that's why I said it's some kind of a Marcel Proust movement. He thinks about, he has memory of the past, and he have thoughts on this memory. So he's saying, I had this elan of robbing some houses, but also I have regrets about it, but I understand why I did it.
Yes.
So it's full of melancholy.
It's full of melancholy. It's full of self-awareness. It's so self-aware that at one point he says, and I quote, Le ceinture Louis Vuitton ne pourra jamais atténuer cette peine. Le ceinture Louis Vuitton ne pourra jamais atténuer cette peine, mais je veux l'acheter quand ce jour me malmène.
Mm-hmm.
And actually,
that's a reference to a foundation in Paris.
Yes,
called the Foundation Louis Vuitton.
Yeah, it's about helping the poor.
Yeah, exactly.
So actually, he's talking now about how he gives money back to the poor, to the community. So it's a very, very beautiful gesture.
It's a movement like Robin Hood.
Yes, exactly. Robin Hood. Robin the Hood. I'm Robin the Hood, man.
That's exactly. No, I'm not talking about Robin Hood. I'm talking about Robin the Hood.
Robin the Hood. One of his friends, man. No, but it actually makes me think about a former episode we had. It makes me think about I Am.
But obviously.
In which Petit Frère, he says...
Petit Frère,
ça passe mieux, oui.
Exactly.
Ça passe mieux quand tu portes Sergio Tacchini.
À des bottes de certes lieu.
Yep, yeah. Exactly. Donc c'est
Because he speaks about... I Am speaks about boots, mm-hmm. and he's speaking about a belt. So it's all about fashion.
Yeah, it's all about it's all about the show. It's all about the fashion, man. And you were talking about the big concert we saw him in, and Muddy Trees is my favorite song of him.
Yeah, I know, and because we were in we can say, huh, we were in the fosse in Paris, and we saw him, and at the time of the concert he disappeared. He was no more there, and
for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, and so everybody was like, what does that mean?
What
and
happened?
Then
there was not even Isiak anymore.
Yeah, no.
I saw Isiak was in double film.
Nothing. Yeah. And then he appears in the middle of the fosse,
but like 2 meters
on
away
a
from
stage
us.
That goes up like this. It elevated.
Yep.
And so he was like what, a meter and a half from us?
Yes.
It was really near from us. And so then you went crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You completely forget about your explosive belt. And you said, what the fuck, dude? Kendrick Lamar is in front of us.
I tried kissing him.
Yeah, you tried to kiss him. And then
because
he started to play Money Tree. And then you went completely nuts.
I fainted. Yeah.
And I think you said the famous word we replaces by friends.
Yes.
You said it like 1,000 times.
No, I don't. I'm not.
I'm quite sure you said it.
Maybe we get to the next song, Gaspar. Because
actually,
I'm,
I have a recording
no, okay,
of
that's,
you
that's
saying.
That's all right.
Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Look inside of my soul and you can find gold and maybe get rich. Look inside of your soul and you can find out it never exists. I can feel the changes. I can feel a new life. I always...
And B-word, don't kill my vibe. He says a lot of bad words in this one too, huh?
He says a lot of bad words, but...
I don't know what he's got against bees,
yeah.
But it's not very nice. They do a lot of hard work.
Yeah, and but it's a song. It's the second song, or maybe the first song, I think, of the album.
Yes.
And it's a song about, obviously, this young kid that he was, that trying to getting ready for the day, and the bitch shouldn't kill his vibe.
Yes.
But there is a big anecdote on this song that we don't listen, that we can't hear. On the version of the album, it's that it had a big featuring
with Lady Gaga.
Yeah,
but she was actually. I think it's about the timing that they couldn't make it.
Actually, there is a lot of versions.
Yes.
So there is a version that she recorded it.
There's a version in which she goes back in time.
Yeah.
Tries to kill Adolf Hitler.
Yeah.
And gets put in jail for like 2 weeks, so it's too late.
There is
it's
a version that she's getting stuck in the dreams of Kendrick Lamar, and she spent years and years and years with Marion Cotillard.
Oh my God!
In the limbo,
and we don't even know if she's alive at the end.
In the limbo, but dancing limbo.
Ooh.
So imagine a whole life doing it. It's a completely nightmare.
And there's a version where she sees dead people.
Another version where Kendrick give her a ring,
yes,
and tells her to go to Mordor.
And another version, mm-hmm. where we don't see her because she's inside a train that goes inside the train station of La Ciotat in France.
Yeah, I know. And
it's incredible.
Wow.
There's a whole lot of stories.
Yeah.
Too many.
That's the rap game.
That's the rap game for you. Hey, it's the rap game for you.
But so we don't know, but I think there is quite an official version saying that she recorded it, but Kendrick didn't like what she did. And had,
fuck you, Kendrick, fuck you, Kendrick.
Had the power
can
to say...
Can you please stop saying fuck you, Kendrick, in the lyrics?
That's a completely dumb thing, because he has the chance to have Lady Gaga. Whether you like it or not. I mean, she's Lady Gaga. She's the queen pop queen of the decennie.
Even though I'm not a singer, I'm pretty sure I could fix up things between my boss and I by just saying I'm with Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
My boss would be okay, you get that promotion.
No, but there is no problem. Once you're with Lady Gaga, you can do everything.
I took Lady Gaga to Disney.
Yeah.
I was able to go on the big boys ride.
No way.
Yes, I was.
And you know, I went to a radio station with Lady Gaga, and she said, I want to hear Radio Gaga. And they turned at him and they say, God, you are the queen. And she said, I know. And then they all laughed, and I've never understood why.
Yeah. But it was a good time anyway. I loved that.
Yeah, she dumped me a few weeks later.
But you're right to say that this song is at the very beginning of that album, the very beginning of the story of Kendrick. As you can see, there are lyrics that said, regarde l'intérieur de mon âme, tu pourrais y trouver de l'or et peut-être devenir riche. Regarde l'intérieur de ton âme, tu pourrais y trouver le doute et ne jamais exister. Je sais que les choses change, je peux sentir une nouvelle vie venir. Mm. So there's a whole lot of talk about promises for the
and
future.
And all the melancholy we spoke about.
Yes.
Because he's thinking about all the fun he's going to have in the day. But he also knows that because he's seeing it from the future and he changed. Wow, what a poor kid I was. What a poor bastard I was.
I wish I had Lady Gaga by my side.
Exactly. And I should go to the radio playing the song Radio Gaga and everybody laughs and then she dumps me. But that's not what we're talking about.
No.
We are talking about this song, and it's kind of funny because you have two things. You have also this song that went and it was like swimming pool. It was like kind of a meme.
Yeah.
It went at a time where there was this famous app called Vine.
Yes.
And I remember watching so many Vine with Beach Don't Kill My Vibe, also with swimming pools. And I think it's like a golden age of internet that we all wish, we all cross finger to forget, because it was like, you know, the dumpster.
Hell on earth.
You know dumpster.
Yes.
It's like there is a dumpster for the dumpster.
Yes.
And you have a dumpster for the dumpster of the dumpster.
In that, which the dumpster throws up. Only that.
That was Vine was.
Yes.
And that was totally at first.
And that was 2008 for you.
Yeah, but for generation today, if you have to imagine like TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but in the dumpster of the dumpster of the dumpster. That
well,
was
TikTok is pretty funny because it's the dumpster of the dumpster in China or India.
Yeah.
So it's pretty shitty dumpster, man.
Pull up. Frank. Headshot. Frank. Sit down. Frank. Stand up. Frank. Pass out. Frank. Wake up. Frank. Fade it. Frank. Fade it.
Now I done grew around some people living their life in bottles. Granddaddy had the golden flask, backstroke every day in Chicago. Some people like the
coup dans la tête, bu. Assis, bu. Debout, bu. Tombé dans les pommes, bu. Réveillé, bu. Défoncé, bu. Défoncé, bu.
I wish I have this master of French language so I can understand what you're telling about.
I speak too fast in French, I know.
But it is a song, we must say, about
drinking
about the poison, yeah. Because there is this thing, and we talked about it and we can say it again, it's that even though there is this famous image of rapper saying like, oh yes, now I can drink Dom Pérignon and getting cocaine on the ass of bitches and getting B-word. Fucked up, yep, he says, Kendrick, in all his album, fuck the drinking, fuck the
F-word.
Smoking,
yep. F-word.
And he's saying, I don't need this shit to getting high. And he's saying because he has a lot of
friends and peers.
History, even in his family, and him, he's saying in this song that he had a problem with alcohol and then he stopped it because he knows it was like a jail for him.
Yeah, how does he say it? He said, maintenant je grandis autour de certaines personnes vivant le vie dans des bouteilles. Grandpères avaient le flasque en or. Donc, le chaque jour in Chicago. Certain person aime ce que se fait. Certain person will tuer le pen. That's fun. I never read it like that.
Yeah, but that's not a problem.
Like, I understand. How does he know him? Yeah. He's really up to the point with French politics. That's pretty incredible.
That's why he gets a Pulitzer Prize.
He's about killing Le Pen. Do you think Le Pen in La Trinité is like scared for his life after listening to this song? So, and then he says, certain people veulent s'intégrer. C'était mon problème. That was his problem.
Oh, fucking good accent.
I know, thanks, man. That was his problem, that he wanted to fit in with all the popular kids. He started drinking, but he has, what you said, a history of people around him that drink.
His grandfather died of this. He talks about it in the album. His grandfather died from this. His uncle getting killed in front of him. I mean, he saw his family dying because of gang and alcohol. And he's saying, I don't need this shit.
Yeah.
I mean, it's in the swimming pool he talks about in the song. It's swimming pool filled with booze.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so he's saying, I almost dived in those pool, but now I'm not going to dive it anymore. Now I'm going to dive
into fame.
Yeah.
Fame. And respect for women.
Yeah. And in Pulitzer Prize.
And Pulitzer Prize. Got a whole lot of Pulitzer Prize, my shit, man.
No, and that's really, how to say, funny, because in the first song, in the first part of the song, so he speaks about his grandfather, and then in the second part of the song, he has a whole discussion with the alcoholic version of him.
Yes, his conscience. If you take another one, you're gonna die, man. Don't fuck.
You must be Sam.
Yes, and you're tonight, Sam. What the fuck are you doing, man?
So he's like, I'm supposed to bring back Frodon to the Mordor. No, you're supposed to bring back us to home.
Okay, I'm doing it. So he grabs a little man, a small nun.
N-word.
And he drags him out in the street.
Gonna put you in the volcano, man. And throws him in a brasero. Saying,
Why is nobody clapping, man? That's when I quit alcohol.
Yeah.
That N-word was my friend.
No, so and we also talked about when internet was a dumpster, and this song, it was
all over the place.
Oh, it was a completely horror.
It was a nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
You had swimming pool, you had Bitch Don't Kill My Vibe, and you had hold up, gas pedal, gas. Remember that shit, man?
That was completely fuck. And I mean, that's kind of crazy because it was some kind of my first contact with the Kendrick Lamar song.
Yeah.
And I was the first time I was like, fuck, that's this guy saying this. And then you have to get the time to hear to the lyrics.
Definitely.
And then you have the time to hear to the other song. And you're like, fuck, how did he end up in a Vine?
Yeah, in such shitty Vine.
He's such the best guy and he ends up in Vine.
Whereas if you look at TikToks now, it's only shitty songs.
But you have this song that I love. It's called Tick Tick Boom.
Tick Tick
Boom. So it does like a shuffle boom, bam, boom, shuffle the trick, shuffle the tune.
Oh, yeah, my favorite TikToker is on that.
Yeah.
His name is Fuck You Big Ass, man. What's her name?
What did you think about me when I'm gone? Am I worth it? Did I put enough work in? Promise that you will sing about me. Promise that you will sing about me. I said when the light shut off and it's my turn to settle down, my main concern. Promise that you will.
And that was our episode on Kendrick Lamar. So Gaspar, I'm coming back to you now. How do you feel about Kendrick?
I still feel pretty strong about him. I still believe...
very hard, I can see that.
Yeah, thank you. And I still believe he's maybe the genius and the voice of a generation.
Yes, indeed.
And he has a penis. Yeah. He has a mangina.
That is true.
And Kendrick has a mangina. But no, but I believe... he's maybe the best rapper in the world right now. And, I mean, it's not a very controversial thought to say this, but I'm pretty impressed by what he does, what he did, and I hope I will be impressed by what he's going to be, what's going to do also. Mm. I have a little reserve on him.
Oh, yes.
And it's a thing that's quite funny, because he sometimes acted like a, I don't know, you know, a panel publicitaire.
Uh-huh.
And so he did like commercial for Windows Phone.
Really?
Yeah. And he did another song
that did not age well.
Yeah.
Windows Phones.
And he did another song for another brand. And he also did all the music for Black Panther.
Yeah, and that movie was shit, but the bounce one is pretty cool.
Yeah, I know, but I'm like, dude, just stuck to your music and won some Pulitzer Prize. If you continue, maybe you can hope and dream for a Bob Dylan future.
Oh, yeah, that'd be
and
cool.
I mean, I don't know, because maybe 60 years before, Bob Dylan never thought he will win a Pulitzer Prize, a Nobel Prize. But once you won a Pulitzer, you can win a Nobel and you can be the leader.
Exactly. And then you get president.
Exactly.
Like Barack.
Yeah.
So I was very happy to talk about Kendrick, actually. I was very happy to do it in his very own language. Mm. I hope you enjoyed it as well. I'm talking to our listeners right now. Did you like our accent? Yeah. Did you like our English?
We have to thank the Education
Nationale.
This is the true language we talk about
every day.
Every day.
So when we speak in French to you, it's some people have written that
it's
for
like an
us.
Effort.
Yes, yes. This is the way we talk normally. So that was very enjoyable to talk about him because he has a major impact on rap. He has led me to listen to a whole lot more rap, and I love it now. So props to him for doing what he does. He's an incredible showrunner. I highly recommend that you, if he does ever go back to France on a show, go see him. It's a pretty incredible and intense
If you are in another country, don't come to France to see him.
That would be
try like to see him
in your own country.
In your own country.
And please stay in your own country. So maybe as I said before, we had someone that was planning on coming tonight, but she had a little mésaventure.
Yeah.
And so
we must tell the truth.
Yes.
She wasn't on the couch.
Yes.
She was somewhere else.
She's talking about it right now.
We're talking about Audrey. And Audrey, she wasn't there, but she sent us a message. And we're going to listen to her message
together.
A message to you, a message to us, and a message in a bottle.
Bonsoir tout le monde. Je suis présentement en direct d'un décathlon. À cause de petits soucis de vélo, je n'ai pas pu me rendre à l'enregistrement du podcast. Mais j'ai quand même une petite recommandation qui est d'acheter des chambres à air de la marque Schwalb et des pneus de la marque Marathon. Ce sont les deux marques leaders sur le marché du pneu et de la chambre à air. Et grâce à ça, vous pourrez rouler sur les routes de France et de Navarre en toute quiétude et sans aucun souci. Et je vous dis à très vite dans un prochain épisode.
The fuck she said, man.
I don't understand what she was talking about. I heard Schwab.
Yep.
So maybe she's talking about a Polish guy.
Yes. The Polish rapper. I hope she was talking about the... Maybe there was something private. Who knows?
I don't know.
You have any reco, as we say?
If I have a recommendation, yes. But also, I have a big recommendation. It's going to go to listen to all the album that Kendrick did.
Yep.
And also, I have a recommendation that's a bit too late. It's a recommendation about a TV show.
It's about the World Trade Center, you know?
Run! No, but it's a recommendation about the TV show that I started because it airs on Netflix. And it's called American Crime Story, and it's the first season. And it's about the O.J. Simpson case, and it's I'm not gonna say funny because it's not, but it started in the beginning of the 90s, and the first image of the TV show is the Rodney King case, and so it started from
bottom
to go to some more fucked up things, but it all talks about California, about racial conflict in the US, and it's very important to understand the O.J. Simpson case to understand, I think, the situation today in America. And you, Raphael?
Well, I want to talk about a movie. It's called Menace to Society, which is a movie. It's a movie about. About the 90s in California, in America. It's pretty interesting. And the Prince de la Ville, Princes of the City. I can't remember the actual name of this movie, but you'll find it by doing a quick reverse from French to English. You'll find it. These are very nice movies about
very good
era.
Song by Michel Berger also.
Also that. So it's actually some nice movies to check out if you like this era and if you want to know more about it. Don't go see N.W.A. The movie was not very interesting.
No, the movie was really bad, but it has all pedagogic power that it's more like an illustration of the Wikipedia page, but on the very strict cinematic point of view. I only speak for myself, hein, but yes. It has absolutely no
real interest.
Absolutely.
If you want to see a good movie about a good rapper, you can see 8 Mile. It's really interesting. You've probably seen it. It's very famous, but it's always good to talk about it. Next time, we're going to talk about our very own Pulitzer Prize, because we're talking about BHL.
Bernard Henry Levy.
Yep.
But we're going to speak not about his book,
yep,
not about his scarf, about his shirt.
Or his wife. Or
yeah, we're going to talk about his wife, but we're going to talk about his movie.
Yep.
And it's...
maybe we shouldn't. We don't know what's going to happen.
The Day and the Night by BHL.
Stay plugged. It's going to be fucking fucking shit.
And BHL, it's not a sandwich. Huh?
No, no, no. And our next musical episode will be about the Swedish group ABBA. Mm-hmm. We'll be glad to have you there.
Yeah, and we'll be glad to speak in Swedish.
We'll do it all in Swedish.
Yeah. And we have a very special guest, because we'll have an international star of YouTube, PewDiePie, that will be with us. So stay tuned and subscribe to our channel. And Wiki sees you. And
like it, share it on the media, socials, etc. And we'll see you next week.
Bye. Ta mère est redescend sur terre. Salope, détends-toi les nerfs. Une clope, une feuille, un bout de terre. Ça fera amplement l'affaire. Salope, assis-toi et roule un bon. Salope, assis-toi. Doucement, salope, et roule un bon. Doucement, doucement, assis-toi. Petite salope, petite salope, et roule un bon. Doucement, salope, assis-toi. Doucement, salope, et roule un bon. Doucement, doucement, assis-toi. Petite salope, petite salope, et roule un bon. Doucement, salope, assis-toi. Doucement, salope, et roule un bon. Doucement, doucement, assis-toi. Petite salope, et roule un bon. Doucement, salope, assis-toi. Doucement, salope, et roule un bon. Doucement, doucement, assis-toi. Petite salope, petite salope, et roule un bon. Doucement, salope, assis-toi. Qui sait ce pas tout de merde qui pensait faire face à Bif Bif. Dégage de ma scène, c'est moi qui suis venu prendre le bif. Et c'est marqué sur le disque. J'encule de manière agressive. Quand t'as pas l'air en état, moi j'ai du pose adéquat. J'suis pas vraiment à l'écoute, alors encore moins avec toi. Prends un bloc et puis tu le crames. Prends des notes et tu cavales. Vive le business pas légal, faut pas se faire pister par des armes. J'suis maître incontesté, j'peux en verser la vapeur. J'suis très très contesté, ça prouve très bien que j'suis un rappeur. Donc des rapports j'en ai plein, j'en ai plus que la doyenne. J'ai même baisé la moyenne. Inverse, assis-toi et reste humble. J'vais même finir le crambo. Petite salope! Faut bien partir de l'immeuble, faut bien ouvrir ta grosse gueule. Ton mange-merde tu le claques, toute ta vie t'es une arnaque. T'es à deux doigts que je te doite, que je te dérouille. J'suis à bout de souffle. Salope, assis-toi, doucement salope, et roule un bon. Doucement, doucement, assis-toi, petite salope, petite salope, et roule un bon. Doucement salope, assis-toi, doucement salope, et roule un bon. Doucement, doucement, assis-toi, petite salope, petite salope, et roule un bon. Doucement salope, assis-toi, doucement salope, et roule un bon. Doucement, doucement, assis-toi, petite salope, petite salope, et roule un bon. Doucement salope, assis-toi, doucement salope, et roule un bon. Doucement, doucement, assis-toi, petite salope, petite salope, et roule un bon. Doucement salope, assis-toi.